can I just have a show of hands of those who had their flu vaccine this year? So not everybody. You know, this is interesting because the first three presentations were all on obesity, and then now here we go into influenza vaccine. And this is interesting because this remains a challenge to, I think, not just to us personally, but to healthcare for both our employees and our patients. I have no relationship to discuss, and these are my learning objectives. Who we are. We're the largest public health municipal hospital in the country, and we have over 42,000 employees all distributed among all of these different facilities: acute care, diagnostic and treatment centers, home care, managed care, community health clinics all over New York City. Those are the five boroughs. And we work real hard on our quality and patient safety that we got these two awards. Our population. We have 1.3 million New Yorkers, and we have 450 uninsured, and it's growing, and that's why we are very, very skeptical with the healthcare reform because of all of our uninsured patients, mostly immigrants, and widely dispersed cultural and ethnic population. And it's interesting because our employees, which is what we're targeting for the influenza vaccine, are basically the same in terms of their ethnicity and diversity, because we have to make sure that that's what these healthcare providers are meeting the needs of our patients. Just the background of the seasonal flu from 76 to 207, as you can see, the number of hospitalization days, and mostly the cost that it has incurred through the years. Also the highest rates of infections and complications among the very young and the very old. During the H1N1 pandemic, that was like almost a crisis in New York City. We were like 24/7, it's like almost a disaster. I'm sure you could relate to the 9/11. It's almost similar to that. All of us are alerted on any kind of patients that would have any kind of signs and symptoms with an H1N1. And going forward in terms of prevention strategies, we look at all the different prevention strategies, and we all know that vaccination is the number one most important thing, continuous education. We have to translate our educational program, not just for our patients, but also for the community, with almost 21 languages, which really becomes very expensive. And we all know that healthcare workers has the increased risk of exposure and has been demonstrated to transmit influenza to our patient population. Some prevention strategies that has been implemented since 2-3 years ago is the mandate influenza vaccination for healthcare workers. And I think that's the number one best way of having your employees get vaccinated. And there are others that you could see. In Pennsylvania, Dr. Kaplan has advocated that if 100% gets vaccinated, right, 40% of deaths will be decreased. Regulatory-wise, as you can see, Joint Commission has included them in their chapter, infection control chapter. The Department of Defense has mandated all their healthcare workers to be vaccinated. And interestingly enough, in New York City, we were so happy when the governor has mandated that, but was quickly rescinded in early 2010. And so our numbers started to decrease in terms of the employees wanting to get vaccinated. And in Texas and Illinois, they made that as a condition of employment, which we were hoping that New York State would get into, but it didn't happen. So what are the challenges that we had through the years since 2007, 2008, would be the lack of access to vaccine. We order our vaccines in February of every year. And like 2 years ago, we didn't get it till October to November. And that really pulled us back in terms of having our employee vaccinated long before our patients. Also, there's a lack of personal urgency on our employees to obtain the vaccination, that they're not going to develop influenza. And their role in terms of transmission of disease, they really think that they're not going to be the one to transmit the disease. And cultural barriers, you're not going to believe it. Not only are, if they're not allergic, they would claim that culturally, religiously, that it's against their culture and religion, so they refuse to get vaccinated. And there's no way that we could mandate or force them to get vaccinated. So when you look at our experience in 2008, our numbers are low in terms of our employees with the hospitals, diagnostic and treatment centers, and nursing facilities, but we're still a little higher than the 2010 MMWR data. After the H1N1 epidemic, our numbers went up and demanded, because what we said was for continuous employment with the mandate, you have to have your flu vaccine. So everybody ran, all of our employees had their flu vaccine. And as you can tell, it really went up, plus 25. And in fact, one of our diagnostic and treatment centers got an award for having a 75% increase in their vaccination rate. And these are all the hospitals, except for one hospital. If you look at the red and the red mark, it all has increased. This is our diagnostic and treatment center. Again, it went up. One of them that got the award ended up having 100% of their employee vaccinated. And this is our nursing facilities. Now, what are the keys to our success? One of the things that we do every year is that we have the administrative buyout. We have our president of the corporation having his vaccination in front of everybody with the media and the radio so that everybody would know that they're expected to do so. The mandate that we really were happy for a few months until it was rescinded. Positive results to decrease their absenteeism, accessibility of the vaccine where we bring them to the floor 24/7 and it's free. These are our model programs. We have vaccine available 24/7, no charge. We immunize on the job. A letter from the president. We have a kickoff. We do a lot of advertisement, posting of vaccine rates, and at some point we were given plasma TV, bonds, free tickets to Broadway shows, to all the different eateries, you know, which is interesting. So this is what we were thinking of the next step, but I have to tell you, the one that's the most powerful is mandated and condition of employment. These are the resources, and if you have any questions, thank you.